Hey, Nick.
Hello, Warwick.
I want to say it, but I don't want to say it because I'm sick of saying it. I'm sick of people saying it to me. Happy New Year!
I've barely said it this year. I hid away in my house and locked all the doors and pretended I knew no one. And I think maybe half a dozen people got a text and that was about it. It was very quiet.
Wow. The joy of the Middle Ages.
But we're living in 2024, so it's not really the Middle Ages.
Okay, not in history, but in personal chronology.
You mean that time of your life where you realize that New Year's Eve is just another beat up and the drinks are much cheaper at home and the toilets are clean and the couch is comfy?
Well, all your kids have grown up and left home and I've decided just to have another go and I've got a 3.5-month-old, so happy New Year!
Well, I have no doubt out of the two of us, you're awake more on New Year's Eve than I was.
I definitely pulled an all-nighter.
I did not. Hey, Warwick.
Hey, yes, Nick.
Why was 2023 such a blur?
Oh, geez, so many reasons, but I don't know, Nick, why?
I feel like your resolution might have just been a little bit too low.
G'day, I'm Roz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
It's that old iPhone I'm still using.
Is that what it is?
Or the Nokia. You know the Nokia, like where you could see all the pixels in every single letter?
Did you have a Fido?
A Fido?
Well, no. Remember Nokia bought out a phone and they called it a Fido and it came in a little cardboard dog kennel, a little bit like a Happy Meal
Get
box.
Get out of town.
Yes, it was very cool.
I'm obviously not old enough to remember that.
And yet you're older than I am.
Shush. Okay, this is a new year, Nick. New resolutions. The new you.
No, same me. New year, same me. Nothing's changed.
I was hoping you were going to be all different and not like poking me in the ribs every episode.
No.
Still going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. But, and there's no YouTube video version of this episode, listeners. Nick has a new background. I kind of do, but it's not really.
Oh, there's put a photo up of somebody on a motorbike.
That's me.
Oh.
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that day.
Good. I'm proud that you're proud of that day. Maybe I'll put one up of me in the racing car or something in the background.
Oh, I do. Great. I like racing cars. I like racing cars.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a decent segue there, Nick.
Because,
You know, you've got a different background. You're in a, well, it's not a different office, but, you know, people will see in our YouTube channel throughout the year that the backgrounds are maybe slightly different. Hairstyles are probably very much the same, just a few more grays. But, Nick, there's this whole thing, you and I were chatting about this before we hit record on our first episode for 2024.
Mm.
Woo! Where did that go? And we're talking about, well, you were talking about this whole new year, new you thing. You wouldn't have seen that stuff on Instagram and stuff, would you, Nick? New year, new you.
Not.
You wouldn't have been seeing any content about that, would you?
No, I've not seen a single thing. Not a single influencer.
The sarcasm on.
No, there's a lot been around at this time of year, unfortunately. And I think it can feel a lot like pressure for a lot of us.
Yeah, you have a bit of an opinion on this, Nick.
I do. What a surprise. Nick has an opinion.
Comes what do you think about the new year, new you stuff?
I think it's bullshit. I think it's new year, same you. I don't think anything magically changes at the stroke of midnight on the 31st of December or as you roll into the 1st of January for the new year. I think it's exactly the same. And I think we've spoken about this quite at length last year around goal setting and changing maybe the focus to being intentions rather than goals, et cetera. I don't think we can change just like that. And I think a lot of this comes back to just setting the intention to do those little tiny things every single day. It's the habit changes. It's the doing the hard yards, stop avoiding the stuff that we know we don't like and feels uncomfortable, because unfortunately that's where a lot of that change that you're looking for will come from. But the truth is, I don't think we truly internally change. We're still the same people. We grow, And that's very different to change, but we don't change just because the clock strikes another number.
And yet, not me anymore, because I'm old enough to have figured out that it doesn't work. So many people, even secretly, I think sometimes, have this hope that this year somehow is going to be different. And that, I don't know, the magical New Year's resolution fairy is going to sneak into your room on the 2nd of January and bestow you with some magical qualities in leadership or financial literacy or sales ability or organization or whatever it is, patience, whatever thing you feel like, you know, this year I'm going to do better at this, or I'm going to have this, or this is going to happen. But you don't do anything else about it. It's just that hope that something changes. And I think a lot of us end up looking externally for that change instead of figuring out, what do I need to do in order to get the results that I want, rather than just knocking out what ends up being the same stuff. And not surprisingly, many of you listening to this, if you think back over the last 5 years, what's changed year on year about you over the last 5 years? Sure, we've had COVID, we've had, you know, construction industry price issues with materials costs, we've had inflation, all sorts of external factors, but none of that's got stuff all to do with your results that you're currently experiencing. Jeez, Nick, I should listen back to this episode for myself.
I know. I think we all could. That's a big aha moment. I feel like we just get, I don't know, there's been so much talk in the last few years around manifestation. If you just sit and you think long enough about what you want, it'll happen. And I call bullshit on that as well. Absolutely, you need to sit and think and do a version of manifesting something for yourself. And then you've got to go out and do the work. It's a bit like, as we come into the end of the year, every year we have this beautiful groundswell of clients reaching out to say, thank you so much for all the help and the assistance, or we couldn't have got there without you. And again, I call bullshit on it, and maybe I'm calling my own self out here a little bit. Our clients have to do the work. They're the ones that have to show up and do the work. Yes, we hold them accountable. Yes, we make it as easy for them as possible. Yes, we check in with them and do the whole supportive piece, and yet they still have to show up and do the work. And that's what gets you where you want to be. It's not sitting and hoping. It's not wishing. It's not thinking that the clock striking a number is going to make a change for you. It's actually you going out and doing those little tiny new habits every single day to create the change that you're looking for. Small steps create the change. It doesn't feel good. It's work. Yes, there's a lot of that that you can get support and assistance with, so you don't have to do it all of yourself as the business owner. And yet you're still responsible for what happens in your business and the outcome that you're currently getting. And that's going to feel a little burny and chest pokey. You know, it is 2024. Warwick and I made a commitment before the end of last year that we were going to be a little more direct with our clients. So I think that that could work here on the podcast as well. You are responsible for the results that you're currently getting, and you're responsible for the results you're going to continue to get in the future. It's up to you to make a choice about where that sits best with you. Is what you're seeing right now working for you? Fantastic. If it is, I'm your biggest cheerleader. If it's not, I'm still here to cheer you on. It just might be time that you make some change for yourself.
Yeah, I find it hard to stay away from cliches and adages and truisms and all that stuff. And, you know, I often talk about the fact that they exist for a reason, and that's because they actually are true in a lot of cases. Unfortunately, lots of them are not true. They just get repeated. And there's the saying that a lie repeated often enough becomes truth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the cliches about if nothing changes, nothing changes, it's bang on. If you don't change the car you're driving, you're still driving the same car. It's going to get the same fuel economy. It's going to, you know, use the same tires. And if you look at your business or your personal life, if you're still kicking around in the same vehicle, if you're still driving the same car, it's really hard to drastically change your results. So you've got to take a step back and have a look at, well, how have you set yourself up? How have you set your business up? What's your structure that you've got in place? What's your team look like? How are you turning up as a leader, as a salesperson, as a customer service lead? You know, you've got to have a look at what are all the components to the vehicle that you've created. And the same goes for your relationships, for your personal life. It doesn't mean you've got to make drastic change, as Nick, you were just saying. Often it's little things done consistently over time. In fact, it's probably almost always the little boring stuff
done consistently over long periods of time that end up in, you know, the 10-year overnight success scenario. We see clients of ours, even within the tradiepreneur community, that just been chipping away quietly in the background, doing the little things, doing the boring stuff, making the non-sexy changes, sticking with it for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And all of a sudden, it seems, they've hit it, hit the big time. And they're taking, you know, 3 months holiday, or, you know, they're buying a new house, or paying all of their bills in cash in advance. You know, we got one guy I can think of just before Christmas. He let us know that for the first time in, I think it's like 8 or 10 years or since he's had the business, I can't remember. It's a long time anyway. He's out of overdraft and has like multiple zeros on the end of the number of the amount of cash sitting in his bank account, paid all his bills, still got money left. And yet you won't see him flashing about, you know, crowing about his big achievements or anything. He's just chipping away, doing the ugly stuff and just doing it consistently. So new year, new you. I don't think so, Nick. I agree. I think it's new year, new perspective, perhaps, new approach. And, you know, find the things that you've been repeating in the past that have led to those repetitious results that you're not necessarily happy with, and start attacking those and making some change.
Tell you what is new.
Oh,
our little intro and outro is a bit fresh and new.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We thought we'd change it up.
Well, you get a little bit, I don't know. I can't think of the right
stale.
Word. Yes. I was going to say stale and unrelevant, but I didn't want to.
Like the Christmas ham still in my fridge. It's probably a bit stale by now.
Oh, God, how can you still have ham in your fridge at this point of the year?
I've been disciplined over Christmas, Nicole.
That is very disciplined. We needed, it's like getting a new haircut, isn't it? Or changing your shirt. It's just a bit fresh, a bit different.
Well, maybe that's something we can throw out as an action, Nick, from this episode to our listeners. What can you change? I'd say today. Maybe this week. I'll give you a week. What could you change this week? Like, you know, throw out the stale ham. I've tidied up my office, found an old photo of me on a motorbike, which obviously Nick loves. Just thought I'd stick it on the wall. It's a good conversation starter.
It is. You have a new certificate on the wall too?
I do. I've moved things around.
You have?
You know what? Those things are simple little changes that I see my background here on Zoom almost every single day.
Yeah.
And they're just great reminders for me of things that I've done that I'm proud of, things that discipline led to in my life. Mm-hmm. And so they're just great little visual prompts for me. That's a simple little change that for me makes a difference. You don't have to set up a wanky background, listeners, and, you know, find a self, what is it? I'm trying to think of what I would refer to some people I know as. Anyway, they're all self-absorbed. But self-absorbed photo of yourself. There you go. I'm lost. See, new year, same was. Just proving the point. But find something this week that you can change. What is it? Is it how you answer the phone? Is it the way you run your team meetings? Is it, you know, something you do every morning when you get up? Do you just roll out of bed and do the same stuff, drink the same coffee, grumble at the same family members the same way? Can you just make a simple change to that, you know? Go for a walk outside, start taking ice baths, I don't know, have a cold shower, whatever. It doesn't have to be massive stuff. And those little things, although they don't seem like it instantly, can make a big difference over the next 12 months if you do them consistently, do them every day, do them once a week. So figure out what that might be for you. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to overthink it like I do with everything. And just drop it in the group, actually, Nick. Let us know. What's your thing?
Please, please, please come find us. We've changed the name of the group just to make it really sexy. We're changing everything. It's now called Finding Hidden Cash for Trade Business Owners. That's what it's called, because that's what we're committing to doing with you all this year. We'd love you to start a thread in the group. We have, I don't know, there's almost 3,000 members in that group. And do you think we can get a conversation going? No. So we'd like you to help us change that for this year. Come and drop a comment. Let us know what you've changed. Remember that it's consistency and we never, ever stop learning and growing, particularly as business owners. Warwick and I are taking a whole bunch of of new things into our business this year to improve some of the results that we are getting. And we'd love to see you do the same. We'd love you to let us know what you're up to. Just drop a post in the group or add to one if there's already there. Remember, it's now called Finding Hidden Cash for Trade Business Owners. Just search it in the group section on Facebook, or you can go to our Facebook page, Traders in Business, and there is a groups section on there that you can click on and you'll find all of our groups, quite a few actually.
Well, Nick, I'm going to say thanks for listening.
Hooroo.
See, some things never change.
Exactly.